And welcome back to In Focus. News Radio KMA, and thanks again to Bob Larson from the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. Reminder, if you want to check out any information we talked about, vet.k-state.edu, ksre.k-state.edu. We're going to switch gears here and speak with Leanne Slinger. It's Leanne Slinger, is it not?
Yes, there it is.
I was about to say Slater, and I do not know why, so that's my bad. But supervisory recreation specialist out there at Fort Riley. And coming up, we're going to talk about the Fort Riley Bow Slinger 3D Archery Tournament. And if I'm understanding correctly, is this the second annual or is it the third annual?
This is the second, yeah. So last year we had a very successful inaugural Bow Slinger 3D Archery Tournament, and we are trying to continue the tradition in a safe atmosphere, even with COVID. And we're really excited about this year's event.
So tell me a little bit about sort of how this started off. What drove the creation of this event?
Well, last year, our old garrison commander, he recognized this area and how there is, 3D archery and tournaments itself, is there's a calling for it, and there's we have a perfect location for a 3D archery tournament where our golf course had closed on Fort Riley. So the idea initially came about through his own experiences, and then I was tasked with, you know, creating this event, so I built it from the ground up. And last year we had the 25 target 3D archery tournament with chance to win up to $500, and that hasn't changed, but up to $500. This year we did add additional 5 targets, and we added a second day just so we could try and encompass as many people as we can and facilitate it with as many people as we can, even with COVID restrictions.
And for those at home, the 3D portion is referring to the targets that you'll be aiming at, correct?
Yep, that's correct. So if someone were to imagine like a life-size coyote, bear, dinosaur, those all have scoring rings on them, and shooters, they test their accuracy. It's a great practice for most, even getting ready to go into hunting season. But it's great recreation fun to be able to score your accuracy, and why not go try to win up to $100 or $500, depending on which category you're registered in.
Oh, of course. And I had to ask, because looking at the poster, it's very apparent that it's referring to the targets as their statues of, as you mentioned, there's a Bigfoot, there's also a coyote. But, you know, when you hear 3D, maybe folks at home, if you're not looking at the poster itself, you may have a little bit of a question on what exactly is the 3D portion.
Right. Yeah, a life-size target, yeah.
And it's interesting, the Bigfoot in there, how did that part come about? How did he get added in there to the mix of targets?
He got added in there as more of a special feature. So we wanted to add him in as Bigfoot of the Flint Hills. So we're nestled in this this location with many supportive communities, and it's a cool factor. It's just awesome. You see Bigfoot, and you're like, wow, that thing is huge. And we wanted to create another cool factor besides the CH-47, which is a Chinook now, which is going to be another cool addition, and the tank, to just make it a very unique experience for shooters to come out and have a good time.
You know, given my aesthetic, I may be confused for the Bigfoot of the Flint Hills once or twice in my life. I think that's possible. But as you mentioned, there's a lot of cool things going on in it. Like part of it, you can be on a tank and shoot off of it, and it's a 1.54 mile course here. And how active do you have to be? Is it sort of physical, or can you go at your own pace, or is there a bit of a time aspect involved?
Last year, what we did, we didn't have any issues. Every group traveled at their own pace, so we don't necessarily allow groups to leapfrog, especially now with COVID. But groups, you know, they shoot at their own pace, and we have it at a rotation and a circle, so it's really set up for people to enjoy the tournament, have a good time, and shoot at their leisure. Last year, we had about 3 hours of shooting time, but we also had 5 shooters at each target. So this year, we're going up to 3 shooters at each target, just for a COVID mitigation to try and enforce the social distancing and everything else.
And I imagine there's some other precautions going on, too. You have 6 foot, and there will be hand sanitizing and hand wash and water stations or hand sanitizing stations at the water stations as well. So in between, as you're moving along, there is a chance to get your hands clean and keep yourself safe, too.
Yep, absolutely. And everyone, of course, is bringing their own equipment. Another mitigation we had at Fort Riley is all the shooters that participate, they have to reside within 150 miles of Fort Riley. And that's just a base policy that we currently have. And we're hoping by this time next year that that can obviously be lifted so we can continue to welcome more people from farther distances.
Yeah, I understand that's sort of... That sort of discourages a little bit of travel, too. And also, there may be some quarantine rules depending on how far you get out from the base, too. Once 150 miles could I don't know how my geography up to scratch here. It may get you out of the state lines. And if you head the right direction, I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah, so certain portions up to Nebraska can get up to 150 miles. Now, western Kansas, far western Kansas, unfortunately, is out of 150 miles. But I just encourage interested shooters to just dial up Fort Riley from their home residence and cross their fingers that they're under 150 miles, and we'd be happy to have you.
And for those folks at home who are interested and want to check it out, there is a cost associated, and also, but it sort of differs by age groups, too.
It is, yeah. So on day one, we have all of our youth categories, which range from ages 8 all the way up to 17. So we have broken those into 3 separate categories this year instead of just 2. So that is day one, and youth are allowed to have 1 guardian accommodate them per shooter. And that's just a COVID mitigation that we've had to implement to try and regulate the amount of people that we're having in one area. Now, day two, we have all of the adult categories that run from men's open, men's bow hunter, women's open, traditional, and we added the senior open category this year. The fees range from $35, which is for our youth categories, and they go all the way up to $55. And all the particular information is on our website, including the maximum payout you would be able to compete for if we have 10 shooters in a category. We're doing a shoot-off with at least 10 shooters in a category this year, and the top 5 from that 10 will have the opportunity to go to the shoot-off.
Yeah, there's a good chart on this page. I'm looking at riley.armymwr.com for those at home who want to check it out. Looking for the Fort Riley Bowslinger 3D Archery Tournament portion of the page. And there's a good chart there that breaks down the cash prizes. It seems for the general adult categories, $500 is the top payout. But as you get down to the youth, it's a $200 payout for those 3 categories. And then active duty and seniors, it's a $400 at one first place payout.
Yep, that's correct.
And there's also some food associated with it, too. So if you do come along, you're not going to have to necessarily bring your lunch. You'll be providing something, or it comes along with the cost of registration.
Yep, absolutely. So we have our little Belay Cafe that's up there on that. We call it the Hill on Fort Riley. And we're going to be serving hamburgers, some chicken tenders, everything to be able to quench your taste after you get done outside. You want to get a little food on your stomach and get re-energized for a shoot-off afterwards if you're in a category that qualifies.
And there's a pretty nifty shirt available, too. But do you have to purchase that separately, or does that come with registration?
That does have to be purchased separately, and we took pre-orders through August 7th, and so we will have a limited quantity available on site for the same day of the event, and those will be $20 per T-shirt.
All right. And for those who are interested in checking it out, but maybe they aren't the most skilled archer, and they're not very familiar with some of the competition rules, what do you recommend for people to get familiar before they show up? Is there some prep work that would be best to take care of before you show up, or what's some advice?
Yeah, I encourage shooters to visit our website, and especially if they're not quite sure what category they fall into, we have all of the class rules listed on our website, and everything down to the stabilizers, the pins, everything else. So I encourage you to visit the website and really kind of see where you might fit in which category that would be best suited for you. shooters are also more than welcome to call our phone number at 785-239-5412, which is also going to be on our website, and we'll be happy to answer any question that shooters may have.
And reminder, this is the Fort Riley Bowslinger 3D Archery Tournament we're talking about. It's coming up at the Outdoor Adventure Park August 22nd, 23rd. And for folks who do want to come out, when do they need to have their pre-registration done, or can they show up at the door?
We are only taking pre-registration this year, and that is, once again, a COVID mitigation that we are putting in place. So they will have to sign up by August 20th by noon.
All right.
After that, we will no longer be taking any registrations, and that's just so we can anticipate, you know, and know how many people we are going to welcome in our gate.
And I know it's going to be a little bit of a different look this year, but based off of the experience last year, is there something you're looking forward to most of all seeing at this tournament?
You know, I think the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is just giving folks the opportunity to come out and experience Fort Riley and the addition of our CH-47 that we have on top of the tank. And, of course, Big Foot of the Flint Hills, but really just giving people the opportunity to come out and embrace the military environment that we have in a nice, fun environment. So I know, you know, a lot of us were itching to get outside or to go do a fun activity, and we're happy to still be able to provide this in a safe manner for our community and surrounding areas.
Leanne Slinger, is there anything we left off that you'd like to touch on before we say goodbye?
I think the last thing is just masks are going to be required at the event. When shooters are going to be shooting, they are able to take off the masks, but that is just the last mitigation that I did want to point out, just due to the nature of the world we're living in today. And like I said, hopefully further down the road, a year from now, we won't necessarily have to worry about that. But I think that would be the last thing. But otherwise, we're really excited for the event. All lanes are cut, and we have a really cool lineup of our targets coming up in a couple of weeks.
And an important thing to note, too, you can learn more about those safety mitigations and just everything about the event coming up at riley.armymwr.com. Leanne, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for having us. We're looking forward to this event.
Of course. And if you want to check it out, again, website riley.armymwr.com. And I imagine it'll be on your Facebook page coming up pretty soon, too.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks again. And we're going to be back shortly. We'll close off the show with a recap of our COVID update from this morning with Vivian Uccello. You're listening to In Focus.